Hello, our friends, Evolutionary Energy Arts family.
Hello there. Welcome back.
As always, guys, please subscribe and check in daily to make sure you are subscribed to all three channels. And Heart's Home is creeping towards 100, so steady progress. We're happy with that. And we were doing a mantra of protection over there. And again, that is something that can definitely be used in these times, as we know it's getting kind of rough out there in some areas.
Very rough. All the protection we can get is good.
Absolutely. And wherever you are, you can put a dome of protection over yourself. Keep your vibes high. Again, we share this information with you guys just so people can be prepared and understand, because, you know, hey, if you're walking on train tracks, you might not know there's a train coming behind you if you aren't able to hear.
Indeed.
And so China is shining green lasers down to Earth from space from their satellites. This was near Hawaii. This doesn't seem good. So after the balloon, we have green lasers, actually. It's a big, big buzz right now going on. China claims the satellites are studying air pollution. Boy, that goes right in line with that climate change narrative, doesn't it? Don't worry, the balloon was about air pollution. The satellites are about air pollution. It's all just about, you know, it's all about wanting to take care of Mother Earth, because all your governments of the Earth love Mother Earth so much.
Yes, and we all know China is definitely on the up and up with this. Absolutely.
Well, you know, China is the leader when it comes to pollution. I do not think there is a more polluted country on the globe. Maybe there is. I don't know. You know, I don't know. But, you know, just from random gatherings, I would say China is certainly one of the most polluted. Now, when we start looking at lasers and stuff, this is back from May 4th, 2018, U.S. accuses China of pointing lasers at its pilots in Djibouti base. Yeah, this is again from 5 years ago now. Military grade lasers. Australia accuses China of shining laser at warplane. This was just a year ago. Okay. Were you scanned by a laser beam from the sky in California recently? Here's what did it. Now this wasn't necessarily China, not necessarily. And anyway, this flight left people perplexed, but what's happening is entirely explainable. The aircraft in question was equipped with advanced LiDAR systems operated by Wolpert, an engineering consulting firm in support of the National Coastal Mapping Program of the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. So anyway, they're mapping coastal waters in high resolution. LiDAR, short for light detection and ranging, uses lasers to precisely measure distances from a receiver. Though the uncanny experience of being scanned from above may be unnerving, the lasers are safe for eyes given the altitude of the plane and the brevity of a exposure. Do you trust anything that comes, you know, out of the words of any of the control systems of the planet? Now, this was October 15th, 2021. And boy, does this bring to mind so many things. They were using it to scan to get exact measurements. Well, China's scanning Hawaii, you know. Are they using it to check out installation points, get exact measurements for whenever something occurs, when they're ready to officially take over, make their move, etc.? We do understand that the controllers at the top control the BRICS nations, and they control the NATO nations. They control all this. All this. They are basically playing on their own board with all their own pieces in play. Now, even though these pieces are paid for by you and me and just the average old citizens of Russia and China and all these other nations of this world, this is the fact, though. This is what they have going. Chinese breakthrough allows physicists to build the world's most powerful laser. Mm-hmm. Now, this is from 2021 as well. Technological leap will allow the firing of a laser 10,000 times more powerful than all the electricity grids in the world combined. With this development, the station of extreme light could aid research in new materials, drugs, and nuclear fusion energy. Ah, well, we saw that nuclear fusion energy coming out, didn't we? We're always seeing new materials and new you know what. That's just a given. But you see the trend. The trend is, you know, the ball has been handed off. China and Russia, they're there to lead the way. Here we go. Tuesday night, this is from Senator Rubio. Tuesday night, 46 bragged about his new border plan announced last month has already cut migration from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, and Venezuela by 97%. Here's a video sent to him of over 100 migrants arriving this morning in the Florida Keys. Now, when I was looking at this video, I was trying to detect any elderly, any children. No. Yeah, we could blow it up. We could take stills. But honestly, what I see, if that's 100 people, then it looks like it's probably 96 to 100 males that are of military age.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if this is going to do any good that they're sending it to him. You know, you just got to ask yourself, how much information and how many coincidences does it take for the politicians and controllers to admit, well, you know, we really don't have any option but to allow this to happen.
Now, this is in Northeast Dublin. Residents have been protesting regularly about immigration. And it's getting hotter and hotter over there. And here you have a whole bunch of them going out at night to go protest. And then they were blocked by these guards. Yeah, well, but you know, there's been basically in the UK, you know, they're not going to allow protesting anymore. And this is going to be going on globally. But right now we see these are supposed to be protests happening in Wuhan against the government's health insurance policy. I would encourage everybody to look into the healthcare system a little closer. And maybe look at mortality rates, maybe look at fertility rates, maybe look at sperm count, and maybe get a bigger picture of what's going on. Mother Earth, nature, provides for us. And, you know, here we go. We're watching the system. The system is imploding, just so you know, we're clear of that. The system is imploding. And yet, you know, we still have a very long way to go. Very, very, very long way to go. Zelensky says Russia launched at least 70 missiles in today's attack and echoes Zaluzhny's remark about some missiles entering the airspace of Moldova and Romania. Even though Romania said it didn't happen there, Moldova didn't say that. That's interesting, is it not? Because the prime minister just announced she's quitting. Yeah, after a year and a half in office, I'm announcing my resignation. She's packing her bags and, you know, she's heading off planet. No, I'm just kidding. She's packing her bags, though. It feels like she's packing her bags. She's certainly packing her bags and she's not going to be in that number one position. Is she running for the hills before this gets hot in Moldova? Where is it going to branch off to first is the big question. And then we have Putin. And he didn't address, and he talked about approaching the precipice. Putin addressed Russia this morning in a pre-recorded speech pertaining to the ongoing special military operation in Ukraine. And part of it, he said, was we should all be pulling back from the war. But the latest debacle in London, parading billionaire and unelected Zelensky by billionaire and unelected Sunak, appears to be getting Britain ready for war. Well, you know, you can't argue with that. You really can't, you know, because you think about it, you know, there's an actor and there's another actor. And yeah, you know, Sunak wasn't even the first choice. He was the second WEF puppet choice. Yeah, you can't argue with that. But at the same time, we got to realize even the opposition is given to us by the controllers. And that's something that I think a good deal of people have realized now. You know, especially when it comes to people taking credit for the cure for the plague upon the land. When, you know, look at this. Military pilots report 1,700% more medical incidents during the pandemic. And the Pentagon says, don't worry, they just had the plague upon the land. Oh, but they all had to be given the cure for the plague upon the land. And you're saying it's 1,700%? Boy, something really, really, it just failed miserably. I mean, I don't think you could say it's a bigger failure, could you? Or is it? What was your real intention? That's the question.
I know. You know, at what point are they going to lay it on the table and say, yeah, you know, I guess we did do it. Everything else, you know, when we talk about the world of conspiracies, everything else eventually comes out into the open. And then you finally see a headline saying, you know, oh, well, you know, we're going to be doing this, and they'll make it out in the open. You just got to wonder, how long is it going to take for this to come out?
Ah, okay, guys, here's our trivia for the day. All the world's indeed a stage, and we are only players, performers, portrayers. What group gave us that one?
Yes.
Yes, each another's audience. Yes, absolutely. You know, this is all about the growth of the soul. And in trying times, they test our soul, and we are in those times. So again, it's going to be, how do we react? Are we going to try to pull each other up? Are we going to wait 1 second and stick your hand out to help somebody? Or are we going to, you know, fall prey to the madness? Because there is madness going on out there. This is madness. The USA still spends more in the military than the next 9 countries combined. As you can see, China is the one that's taking off, but it still spends about a third what the US does. Now, again, why is that? Well, because, you know, the U.S. is not really spending all this on defense for the U.S. We get the picture. Oh, yeah, people are getting rich. Absolutely. And people, they're, unfortunately, what we have at the top are the most corruptible individuals on the planet. Yeah, they're totally corruptible. That's why they're at the top. This is who they look for to put up at the top. No, not that person that's going to stop and put their own butt in danger to help somebody else. No. These are the guys, quite the opposite. Federal government's proceeding with plans to build a new FBI headquarters. Yeah, twice the size of the Pentagon. But, you know, again, ultimately, what's being put in place right now, it's not going to be controlled by the USA as we know it. The USA as we know it is going through its final stages before being dissected, I think would be the word I would use. The Pluto return, which I think we're going to talk a little bit more about this on EE Arts again, because we are approaching some very key dates. Very key dates, and the power structure that is understands this matrix to a very high degree. And this is why they do everything astrologically. No, not your sun sign. That's, you know, again, Western astrology as well is Western astrology. That's for public consumption. And no offense given to all the Western astrologers out there, but we have to take into account the tilt of the earth at 23.5 degrees or thereabouts. And it does make a difference. The U.S. gives Haiti another $56.5 million in humanitarian relief after billions in aid disappear. Haiti is falling apart right now. It's really a disaster and a travesty. And there really is no reason in this world for this. Again, either the leadership of the globe is the most incompetent bunch of, okay, this is going to be for your old timers out there, Keystone Cops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, seriously, you know, you ever see those, ever see those clown cars that roll up, they pull into the circus, and then one after another comes out, and you're perplexed? How can there be 30, 40, 50 clowns in this car? Well, this is what we have in Parliament. This is what we have, you know, over there at the Capitol building. This is what's running the show here. They're a bunch of self-centered clowns that are totally, totally ready, willing, and able to sell out humanity at the drop of a hat in order to better themselves. The system has to go. It has to go. Turkey silences earthquake response critics with a Twitter ban. So, yeah, we did have Twitter going down. We also have Turkey cracking down on social media. We have the UK saying you're not going to be allowed to protest anymore. We have a lot of things going on. This is a critical, critical juncture. You cannot understate how critical this time is. And by the way, Operation Chokepoint 2.0 is underway. Crypto's in its crosshairs. There are those that made good money in crypto. Well, they made quick money anyway. It's not going to be around. You have to understand that. There's only going to be one official source of currency. You know, at first, there still may be blocks of nations, and they're trying to bring these blocks of nations together. Ultimately, there'll be one currency that we won't see manifest in its entirety until after this third WW. It takes the third WW to bring that next step. But crypto as an alternative, any sort of free and clear system is not going to be allowed. You're going to have to work out some sort of barter and trade with neighbors. You're going to have to work something out with whoever it is that you're going to cooperate with to survive these times.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this is a really great opportunity for us to get creative because this is what we came here to do. You know, if we see something and we don't like the way things are going, we are all co-creators. We can bend and shift that reality. But necessity is definitely the mother of invention. And if you don't want to be in this, you don't have to. We might have to learn to get along a little bit better. You might have to give a little more than you wanted to sometimes, but you got to choose what is your lesser of two evils. Do you want to be caught up in the system or do you want to create your own system? We've asked for a long, long time that everything be revealed to us, you know, that the illusion be broken. And here we have it. The illusion's broken. Everything's in front of us. Now we got to ask ourselves, what are you going to do about it?
Absolutely. Oil prices jump as Russia slashes output to protest the sanctions. Boy, you know, it's if you really thought those, I know most of you guys get it. The sanctions, again, what's the purpose of the sanctions? To punish Russia? No, it's to speed the decline of NATO and the U.S. That's the ultimate purpose. And over here, Milford Borough Councilman Russell Heller was found shot dead outside his car Wednesday in an attack that mirrored last week's killing of Eunice Dwumfor, a member of the Sayreville Borough Council. Second one. This is kind of ominous, but it's par for the course because we are really watching a lot of chaos develop. So they have a cure designed to prevent breast cancer moving into the next phase. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want anything to do with anything of this system because I truly do not believe in it at all. The WHO demands increased powers to track the public for, yeah, is it really? Yeah, no, they just, you know, come on, we know. You guys get it. You get it. CDC adds the plague upon the land shots to just routine every, you know, annual type thing. So now there's more liability protection. Now they can end that emergency because, again, above the law. Now, this was a woman that went bonkers. This is in Oceanside, California. And numerous people tried to stop her, and she just kept ramming cars. When they would try to stop her, she just tried to run them over. And, you know, we've seen a lot of chaos. We've seen hundreds of people dumpster diving in Austin for food, Austin, Texas. We've seen so many random acts of violence. I saw an absolutely brutal event transpire at a gas station where a guy was robbed at the gas station, and there's no other way to say it. He was executed for no reason. It's getting crazy out there, and you have to, you know, realize it's going to be much more challenging. Be on the lookout for, you know, people again that are not acting normal, because a lot of people are not going to be acting normal again, especially when they're in range of certain frequencies, and especially when they've made certain choices, because they are going to be, well, more influenceable. And there's just the bizarre out there too. Or is it really bizarre? So this is Oklahoma, Edmond police nabbed the so-called wet bandit suspect. There was a guy just randomly going around turning everybody's outside faucets on. Why would you do that? Well, again, you know, at a time when all the utilities are going up, many people can't afford to pay an extra $50 in their utility bill. And they're being, you know, hit with a doubling of their utility bill. And then we have all these sleepy cellular units that are inside the country just to create havoc. You know, to touch base again on the East Palestine, Ohio incident, and I should have put this way earlier in the video. I just totally, it slipped my mind with all the things happening. You know, when they did that controlled explosion, you could see the smoke going up in the air and going significantly into Pennsylvania right away. One of our dearest friends is in Pennsylvania, and he is about, you know, a little bit over 100 miles away from that explosion, and he's noticing animals out during the day that shouldn't be out during the day. They're wobbling around. They look like they're convulsing. They're dying, and it's very disconcerting. My suspicions are it is related to all the toxins that have been released into the air and then are coming down into the groundwater. Animals, you know, because again, it was cloudy and there's been rain. All that toxicity going up into the air, caught by the clouds, coming right back down into puddles, lakes, ponds, streams, animals drinking the water and now suffering. And there's been reports of dead fish over there, multiple reports as well. This again, what we saw was that this is something that was purposeful and something placed on the tracks in order to create that. And this is, again, related to that situation with so many people coming into the country that, and also they're in Europe, as we were saying, all the NATO nations. Again, there's massive armies within all these countries, United States, Canada, the NATO nations, and I would also think over in Australia, New Zealand as well. They're just waiting to go, and they are being triggered now. And then you also just have people that their blood's not circulating well, they're not thinking clearly, and they're totally unpredictable and erratic.
Mm-hmm. And let's not forget all the laws that they still need to pass and all of the different kinds of AI that is out there and how they have to have that on the books, you know, to get people's facial recognition. So, you know, how many times are they planting people to go out and do these things so they can show the public, oh, no, this is really horrible, but don't worry, we're going to make a law and you're going to be safe now, you know, but the law is going to have more to do with ratcheting down your freedoms.
Yeah, and this is a woman that went to walk her dog and just disappeared. And, you know, again, there's so many cases of that. There's cases of that all over, all the time. Just, you know, in this case, again, it's just another thing that's exposing the dangers of our time. So we need to be extra careful, always aware of our surroundings. And, you know, on the lookout for unexpected help and friends, because we will, besides, be encountering those that are to be avoided at all costs, we will be finding people that truly will be working with us and will be helping us to survive through these times. And it might come from unexpected sources.
Yes, and possibly even very large sources that don't seem possible, but we got to keep our hearts open, keep our minds open, watch out for one another, and start to change everything.
Absolutely. So we thank you guys so much for your support on Ko-Fi and Patreon. Check out Medicinal Foods, link on every video. Use coupon code EEA. It does give you a discount. Lots of good stuff over there. Please do subscribe to Heart's Home and join us over there for, you know, really, really potent, powerful ways to boost your vibrations, because this is all a temporary ride. Again, we are all of us eternal beings, eternal souls. We don't need any one dogma, you know, to secure that. No, all we need to do is to hold our frequency. Much love. God bless and namaste.
Namaste.